Right now, as we continue our Detroit Lions training camp tour here in Allen Park, Michigan, we're going to welcome in the second round draft pick from Mississippi State. Let's say hello to the talented cornerback, Darius Slay, and welcome him to the program. You're on with Jim Miller, Bill Polian, SiriusXM NFL Radio, and just got out of the cold tub. You know, you gotta get those legs fresh, man, as you see, because you're getting a lot of reps in out there at practice, and maybe just talk about how your legs are holding up, because certainly it's your livelihood running with receivers like Kelvin Johnson out there in practice.
I was holding up pretty well right now, you know. Just make sure I keep stay healthy, you know, because we got a lot of – got to continue, you know. Your body is your key, so you take care of your body, you do well.
How is it coming into the National Football League and having to go against the best receiver in the world every day?
It's been good, you know, good competition. The only thing you're doing is making me better, making me smarter at the game. And, you know, I learned a lot from him. He just talking to me just a minute ago, just telling me, you know, play the ball through his hands and all that. But, no, you're doing good out there, competing and trying to get better.
You had an amazing year. Your teammate was the guy that everybody thought was going to be the top draft choice, and all of a sudden you came out of nowhere and vaulted to the top of the draft. What was it like? How was the year for you? How did you deal with the fact that all of a sudden you became a known quantity overnight?
I knew what I was capable of doing. You know, I just waited until the chance to showcase my talent. And which I took advantage of, you know, I took advantage of it at the combine, you know, at a pro day and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'm big and physical, fast, you know, just what they needed. And, you know, I guess I had a real good year. You know, I guess I fit a lot of people's schemes.
Well, Darius, as you know, NFL teams draft with a purpose. 26 touchdown passes given up last year. One of the reasons why they tagged you in the second round because they want you to shore up the secondary here for the Detroit Lions. And it looks like a pretty darn good group. They go out, they sign Glover Quinn, pretty good safety there from the Houston Texans. Louis Delmas, everybody loves him here. He's a spark plug of the defense. Also Amari Spivey, Chris Houston. Maybe for you, what has been the transition from Mississippi State and the concepts compared to the concepts you're learning here with the Detroit Lions that coordinate with those secondary guys you'll be working with?
Well, most of what we do now, you know, I did a lot at Mississippi State. So, you know, when I came on a visit here, they saw that my scheme was just somewhat like theirs. So we went into a learning hard process. The only thing I'm doing right now is really getting technique down, you know, make sure I'm A1 on everything I do. And that's with Bartell. You know, Bartell, he's a vet, and he's helping with that, and it was going pretty smooth.
How do you find the transition in terms of the kinds of players you're going against? SEC is the best college league. How thus far in a short time, and you haven't played any preseason games yet, but how do you see the talent level at this level compared to the SEC?
Everybody's fast. You know, everybody's very aggressive. You don't have no saying. I ain't want to say no team name, but you ain't got no, like, Valdosta State kids out here. You know, that's, you know, like, I play against a lot of tough guys. You know, everybody's here, it's on the job, so everybody's just out there working, because, you know, they catch the ball and score with them. There's a lot of money out there, so that's what I guess everybody's doing.
Well, when you look at it, obviously everybody can run, especially big physical receivers like Kelvin Johnson, and that's what, you know, Matthew Stafford talked about you. He said your ability to turn and run, you know, the old cliches, you know, turn the hips, swivel hips. But in terms of, you know, going up and contesting receivers at the line of scrimmage, Matthew, what he's seen from you is he said he was surprised at how strong you were. Is that where you feel the strength of your game is, if you played a lot of press man?
Yeah.
And you look at guys in division. I mean, let's be honest, Greg Jennings, you got Brandon Marshall. I mean, there's some pretty good receivers in this division.
You know, that's what I did at Mississippi State. I press. I'm more of a press physical corner. You know, I feel like I could run with anybody, which I did on film. You know, I ran a 4.3 at the combine. So I feel like I could stay with the big guys. You know, that's why they brought me here, you know, to slow down the big guys, and I feel like I could do that.
What thus far have you found that you need to work on in terms of technique to get yourself ready to play against NFL receivers?
I could just be a lot more aggressive at the line. You know, I wasn't that much aggressive when I was in college at the line of scrimmage that much, because that's what we was taught. But, you know, around here it's taught different. So, you know, just get my hands on them more, you know, because you only got a 5-yard cushion. You know, in college you can touch them for how long. So I'm trying to get used to that rule.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
Yeah.
You can't bang them down the field the way they do in college. How has your body held up thus far through OTAs and thus far, thus far through camp, have you found fatigue to be a factor, or have you handled it okay?
I handled it pretty good. You know, when I was off, you know, I went back to Mississippi State and trained very hard. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like, you know, college kids train a lot more hard than NFL because, you know, it's more competitive, more of a passion right there with your team because you don't want to let your team down out there. Most of this is a business. So I went back to school, trained with some of my friends back there. You know, we stayed in shape mm-hmm. with my strength coach, Matt Bayless. He kept me in shape.
Is the knee good? All set on the meniscus? Everything's all good? You look fantastic out there running today.
Yeah, I'm just out there working to get better. That's all I'm doing.